This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. If you want, you can dial in toll-free, old style. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
So we've also got a couple other methods for you to connect. There's our Skype username. Skype username here is LRN.FM, and that will make you sound much better than if you were to, for instance, call in on the toll-free number. In addition to that, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room. It's a chat room, part of our chat server, where you can chat with other libertarian types and not-so-libertarian types. It's open there for anybody who has an opinion to join in over at discord.lrn.fm. There are different chat rooms there. And, of course, there's the one for Free Talk Live, which is the most active, I would say, during our show. But before, during, and after Free Talk Live, you can get interactive with some of the hosts and a bunch of the listeners at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, there's stuff in the news to talk about, but I would say breaking news at this point, and this may be an exclusive interview here. Christopher Cantwell, the so-called crying Nazi, the libertarian turned white supremacist turned political prisoner, is now out from state custody. He is driving out of Virginia. Longtime listeners, of course, remember Chris Cantwell was a host on this show for a couple of years until we had to kick him off due to a racist turn that he made. He then showed up in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. I think it was in August or late July, early August, where he was arrested as part of a protest that went south. There were some Antifa folks there who were apparently agitating for a fight, and arguably some of the folks in the white supremacists were also agitating for a fight, and a fight happened, regardless of who was on what side and so on and so forth. They arrested you, Chris Cantwell, and you're now driving out of Virginia, having apparently taken a plea deal. There's a lot to tell. I want to bring our listeners up to, you know, to snuff with the situation if they're new to the story. So, you know, give us as brief of a recap as possible, because you were very confident you were going to win this trial coming up, and I guess that's why they took it down from a felony and you pled down to a misdemeanor, right? Because they wouldn't have been able to prove their case.
Yeah, you know, about 11 months ago, I left my house and I was going to Virginia for a couple of weeks. I've been here ever since. I came down here for the Unite the Right rally. It was scheduled for August 12th of 2017. The night before that, we had a torchlit march on the University of Virginia campus. And the communist agitators, the Antifa, they confronted us during that because they didn't prepare. They were tracking us and looking for opportunities to attack us, and they attacked us at the Jefferson Monument on the University of Virginia campus. I had deployed pepper spray against one of these violent criminals in defense of myself and others, and I was later informed that it's difficult for me to tell the story if I'm honest with you guys, because I'm not allowed to talk about the witnesses in my case, so some part of this is going to be kind of vague, okay?
So is there part is this part of the deal that that you cut, that you're not allowed to talk about those? And could you even answer that question?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to, as a part of the deal, I'm not allowed to discuss the witnesses in my case, so I'm going to have to skip over.
Well, I can say this, because I didn't take a deal, so my understanding with some of these witnesses against you is that at least one of them left town completely, left the United States, and was unable, at least that's the last I heard. I don't know if that person returned, and obviously you can't answer that question, but last I heard, that person had skipped out basically and was not going to be available to testify. And presumably that's because their testimony would have been manufactured and provably false. So there was video of the incident in question, of the actual pepper spraying and the fight that went down. You were very confident that they didn't have a case against you for this, that this was an act of self-defense, and ultimately...
But the statute didn't give an exemption for self-defense. It just said it is illegal to discharge pepper spray.
What are your comments on that, Chris?
Like a different word.
Let me clarify. So, you know, suffice it to say, the person who I pepper sprayed was not a person who accused me of pepper spraying them, and very lucky that all of this video existed, because the video pretty definitively disproved the accusations against me. Now, to Daryl's point about the statute, when you do something in self-defense, you know, Virginia has self-defense laws, okay? And so if you deploy pepper spray defensively, that is legal. You're allowed to break the, you know, deployment of pepper spray law to defend yourself.
If it's in self-defense, that's sort of like how when Rich Paul, who is also a co-host here on Free Talk Live, when he was out on bail condition, not bail conditions, but probation, one of the terms was you can't use a weapon. Possess a weapon as part of the
right.
probation.
Well, as part of being a felon, you can't possess a weapon.
Sure, but it was definitely as part of, right, you're correct about that. But you could have like a, you can't have a gun as a felon, but I'm pretty sure you could have like a pipe or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't know all the rules.
The definition of weapon in New Hampshire is so vague to where anything is a weapon if it is threatened to be used or intended to be used.
Well, in his case, he was attacked, and he wielded a pipe, or I think it was like a monopod for a video camera, in self-defense. And
converted some type of pipe into a monopod.
Okay, well, I don't know what it was, but he had something that he had purportedly for a video camera purpose, and he used it as in self-defense. And ultimately, they came at him with a violation of probation for that. And he, with a public defender, actually successfully defended against that and won, because even if he had been in a fight, he could have picked up a gun. You know, if one had become available in a fight, he could have picked it up in order to defend himself. So he certainly would have been able to pick up a pipe or something like that, or have a pipe.
Yeah, when your safety is in danger in reasonable jurisdictions, you know, you're allowed to do what's necessary to protect yourself, right? And, you know, the state of Virginia has pretty reasonable self-defense laws. You know, the problem that we ran into in Charlottesville is that there was all this war propaganda published against us before we even got there. I mean, you know, we applied for a permit when we did the UVA march. We coordinated with law enforcement. There's audio and video recordings of me saying I will not participate in this thing unless we're cooperating with the cops. So, but there was all this propaganda that was put out that, like, oh, the Nazis are coming to the town and they're here to, you know, kill, you know, black people and Jews and all this nonsense, which was absolutely not what was planned, right? It was a permitted demonstration. But they propagandized everybody because they hate us and they hate our politics, and they intended to use violence against us, and that was their pretext for it. And so when this violence erupted, which was absolutely instigated by the communists, you know, they basically, the city of Charlottesville and the county of Albemarle, they just acted like we had no right to defend ourselves, right? And so, you know, there was the incident with DeAndre Harris where my friends, Jacob Goodwin, Daniel Borden, and a couple other guys, they ended up, this guy had bashed somebody's head open with a flashlight, and he came after them, and they ended up beating this guy up. And they just, and because the guy was black, they basically just said, oh, the Nazis went and beat up a black person for no reason at all. And they ended up convicting Jacob Goodwin of malicious wounding, even though Jacob just kicked the guy twice and didn't cause any wounds. They sentenced, the jury gave Jacob Goodwin a decade in prison for kicking a guy twice in a brawl, you know? And so,
and you say that person initiated violence, and this was an immediate response against initiated violence?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, like, the violence that guy was doing violence all over the city that day. He assaulted numerous people, one of whom was a guy by the name of Harold Cruz. And the city, went and they charged initially. They charged DeAndre Harris with unlawful wounding, which is a lower charge than malicious wounding, which they gave all of our guys. And then they dropped his charge down to a misdemeanor. And then they put him on a bench trial, and the judge let him. The judge found him not guilty.
We got more coming up here, Chris. You also were facing felony charges, but those are now plead down to a misdemeanor. I want to find out more about your sentence and how you ended up getting out today, if you don't mind. Stick with us here. Christopher Cantwell is with us here on Free Talk Live. 855-450 free is our toll-free number.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We do have other things in the news we're talking about, including Since we're talking about court-related things here, we got Christopher Cantwell on the line with us. There's good news, actually, out of Georgia, where a jury's found a man not guilty who was growing marijuana. It's a little bit of jury nullification. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. And Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 12, or I guess nearly 1,200 episodes so far. Guests have included folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and many other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. It's Ian and Daryl as we continue here with a special guest, a surprise to I think a lot of people that Christopher Cantwell will not be spending any more time behind bars in Virginia.
He won't be spending any more time in Virginia for the next 5 years.
Yeah, Daryl,
according
just,
to NBC.
Daryl just put up some sort of mainstream media report here on your plea deal that you took today. You are actually calling us on Telegram as you're leaving, so you can actually hear the car noise in the background. You are literally driving out of Virginia as we speak. And so tell us a little bit more, Chris Cantwell, for listeners, you know, who aren't familiar. You were arrested last year in August in Charlottesville. You sort of became the face of this despicable white supremacist movement. I'm not sure what you call it, alt-right. You're a former libertarian, former host of this show, until we had to kick you off for becoming a racist. But now here you are, and you're out of Virginia. What was, I mean, obviously there's, you know, you can tell us about something about this sentencing, about this plea deal. You said you can't talk about the so-called victims in the case. You know, what have you been sentenced to? How did it go? Tell us about that.
All right, so I pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor counts of assault and battery today, and I am I had already spent 107 days in jail. In Albemarle County, you get, you do half your time on a misdemeanor, okay? So with 107 days in jail, I've got credit for 214. So I was sentenced to a year in jail on each count to be run concurrent, all but 7 months suspended, which means I basically got 5 months, or with the time I've got in, 73 days in the county jail hangs over my head if I violate the conditions of my good behavior.
Gotcha.
And the conditions of my good behavior are to obviously stay out of jail on other charges, to not enter the Commonwealth of Virginia for 5 years, and to not discuss the witnesses in my case.
Well, I suspect you don't have a problem not going back to Virginia. I imagine that's going to be a place you'd like to stay out of in the future.
Well, you know, let me say this about that. You know, what happened last August is a very serious problem that everybody in America should be really concerned about, okay? You know, whatever you think about my ideas and however little effort anybody puts into understanding them, what you do not want in your country is communist riots to become a successful political tactic, okay? And right now, that's the state of affairs in the United States of America, that communists riot in the streets, attack people unprovoked over politics, and they get what they want. And I think that that's a very serious problem, and so the truth of the matter is I'd love to come back to Virginia. I'd love to come back to Charlottesville with 1,000 armed men and make sure that this tactic does not prove successful. However, I'm going to have to wait 5 years to do that.
Well, I mean, it didn't seem like it worked too well the first time, but I get what you're saying. It does certainly seem, and not just in the Charlottesville situation, it does seem like sort of these violent agitators on the left have been given some level of preference within the police and so-called justice system here in the United States. So I think there is something to that, this whole punch a Nazi thing. Look, I find racism to be a despicable viewpoint, but I will defend somebody's right to have despicable viewpoints and to express those despicable viewpoints. And I think that, you know, there's organizations out there like the ACLU who are, you know, commonly seen as left-leaning, who would also stand in favor of those expressing viewpoints, even if they might be contrary to the individuals who are doing that defending.
Well, Well, not anymore. You might want to read the statement that the ACLU put out in the last couple of months about exactly this. The American Civil Liberties Union gave up on free speech in the name of equality. Mm. Okay, they are no longer going to defend so-called white supremacists, whatever the hell that means anymore, because that gets in the way of their communist agenda. And that really shows the true colors of these people, that it's not about, you know, all of this freedom of speech stuff that they were pushing, you know, it was never about freedom of speech. It was always about pushing a very specific agenda, and that agenda is it's foundationally communist. And that's what the ACLU is about, and that's why they've abandoned their position on freedom of speech.
Well, I did see a headline about that. I did not actually look in detail to see what the allegations were, but it did seem to have to do with the national ACLU. I mean, I've had plenty of interactions with the ACLU here in New Hampshire, and I can say I don't believe them to be communists. I don't think that there's any official position that takes... you know, that they take in favor of anything like that. They seem to be relatively good on defending privacy, defending freedom of speech. Although that said, you know, resources are finite, and if I couldn't blame them if they said, well, we have case A over here with this person who was violated for freedom of speech, and case B over here with this person who also happens to be a white supremacist, and we can only, you know, spend so much lawyering time, so we're going to spend it on the person who wasn't a white supremacist. I mean, that ultimately is a market decision, and they're certainly free to make that choice. But you know, Christopher Cantwell, you've been sort of blogging along the way. You've been hosting a radio show, your show, Radical Agenda. It's a podcast. Is that going to continue, or has that also been suspended? I saw a notice on your website about perhaps some sort of suspension due to some kind of dealings with court.
No. So what was posted today is the conclusion of stage three of the Radical Agenda, and I'll explain what I mean by that. You know, I used to number Radical
Agenda.
It was like episode 340 or something like that, right? And then while I was in jail, I did what we called Live from SEG. I was podcasting from the jail. And when I got out, I decided to call that segment of the show, Radical Agenda Stage 3, and now that I'm leaving the People's Democratic Republic of Virginia, Stage 3 has concluded, and when I return to the, I shouldn't say airwaves, because you guys are the ones lucky enough to have access to those things.
It wasn't luck.
No, it's not luck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. You guys are very good at what you do. When I return to broadcasting, then I will be calling that Radical Agenda Stage 4. So what you saw was the conclusion of Stage 3. Radical Agenda Stage 4 begins very, very soon.
Chris, I guess we'll see you when you get back up here to New Hampshire, unless, of course, police in other states have it out for you and manage to pick you off for some reason while you're driving back. I will wish you the best. You should never have been in as a political prisoner. Obviously, we don't agree with your viewpoint on race, but I appreciate your time and sharing, you know, the story with us here tonight. That's Christopher Cantwell. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI is a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, jury nullification is back in the news. And, of course, jury nullification doesn't get enough news coverage. That's because it hardly ever happens. But we'll get into that. We'll tell you a little bit more about what happened down in Georgia to a marijuana grower who's walking free as a result of jury nullification. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've also got good news about Anarchapulco. It's coming back. And it's coming back to Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 19th in 2019. This is the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs. And if you missed it previously, you don't want to miss this. It is an amazing lineup of speakers like Ron Paul. He's coming back. He was there this year. He's going to be back next year. So you didn't have to miss that. Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many more. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. The various speakers will be discussing everything from entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. It really does span the gamut. I described the crowd this year as everything from crypto hippies to crypto suits. It seemed like everybody was into cryptocurrency, and the attendees literally ranged from people who looked like they hadn't taken a bath in quite a long time to people who were very well kept and were literally wearing suits. So it was the entire range.
Well,
of
in Jeffrey Tucker's defense, he does wear a suit and a bow tie when he goes camping.
It was more than just Jeffrey Tucker. I'll tell you that the crowd was humongous, and it really is the biggest libertarian event out there, and it's expected. It was a sellout this year, and it's expected to sell out again next year. So we will look forward to seeing you there. The good news is, for the first time, you'll actually get a discount for being a Free Talk Live listener from Anarchapulco. So go to anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll knock 15% off the early bird rates, which expire on the 31st of this month. So you've got less than 2 weeks, about 10 more days, to go and get your early bird tickets. Lock them in now. If this sells out, you'll regret it, I imagine, later on. A lot of people told us, hey, man, it sounded like a really cool event when we were there broadcasting from it, and it really was. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Lloyd. He's calling us from Detroit. Lloyd, you're watching us online at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry, guys. That last segment was total horse crap.
Okay. Chris, what do you mean?
I can't believe you entertained that nonsense from Chris Cantwell. I really can't.
Okay. I don't like what Chris Cantwell has to say, but what's the nonsense, you know, that he said today about, as far as like, you know, yeah, I don't agree with racism, but I don't think somebody should be put behind bars simply because they defended themselves from being attacked.
Yeah, he says he defended himself. Yeah, that's a likely story. Here's the truth of why Chris Cantwell pled guilty to assault and battering someone. It's because he did assault and batter someone. It's because he's a non-aggression principle violator, and it's because he hates black people. He's a racist. You shouldn't entertain that kind of crap on this show. It's insulting to the entire libertarian community.
So I shouldn't talk to somebody who was wrongfully imprisoned simply because he has racist views?
That wasn't why he was in prison. He was in prison because he assaulted and battered someone.
Well, that's your opinion based on the plea deal. I mean, certainly you can look at the plea deal and say, well, he pled guilty, so therefore he did it. But there are plenty of people who will take a plea deal in order to get the hell out of jail and get out of whatever potential charges. Because Chris Campbell's a huge, like, gun guy, right? Like, he's big into guns. Had he gone to jail for a felony, obviously he would no longer be able to bear arms.
Right.
And so, you know, they had come at him with felony charges that they ultimately dropped in favor of these misdemeanor charges, where he ultimately got out on a suspended sentence and essentially time served with a few other restrictions. Ultimately, that tells me they couldn't prove their original case of the felony charges, and they gave him the opportunity to walk on this.
I don't know if it proves that they couldn't prove
the case. Why not go ahead with it?
Because
throw him to the wolves.
You're well aware of the way the legal process works.
Yes,
to where
absolutely.
They always offer people plea deals.
Sure, they don't want to have to put on a case.
That doesn't mean that they don't have evidence.
I didn't say they didn't have evidence.
That they offered a deal,
yeah.
And he said, that sounds good, I'll take it.
He did. And
doesn't mean they can't prove a case.
Well, generally, yeah, it means something like that. It really does, in my opinion,
it means that they want an easy conviction and they don't actually want to work for the conviction.
Well, if there was plenty of evidence. Yeah. Okay, Lloyd, any other comments you want to share?
Yeah, Lauren Rumbler, Naked 2020. Make Free Talk Live sexy again.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Just like, let's go back to the Rich Paul case from several years ago.
Yep.
The day his trial began, they offered him a plea deal where they said, no jail time.
That's right.
That doesn't mean that they couldn't prove their case. That just means they wanted to easily get a victory.
Well, that's true. And we'll never really know, right? Because the case was never put on. So we don't really get to know the quality of their evidence. But in a lot of cases, the government doesn't have good quality evidence. In a lot of cases, they've cut corners. In a lot of cases, they don't really have much of a case. And they bluster and they intimidate and they get people to take plea deals because of that, which ultimately makes them look like, oh, well, he took a guilty plea, so therefore he must have done X. Well, maybe he didn't do X, but would rather not have taken it to, you know, a judge or a jury to find out whether or not he would have lost that case. So I don't think you can really draw any conclusions here, except if you've seen the video footage, because there was video footage.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say it's definitive either way. I mean, you could argue that he was defending himself.
You could also argue that, you know, the racists were looking for a fight.
You could argue that.
Both sides were looking for a fight.
I think that's true.
And both sides are claiming self-defense.
Yep, and I, like I said, I
you
think
don't get to provoke a fight, and then when somebody punches you, yell self-defense and punch them back.
Sure, and if it's true that the witness in this case actually did leave the country, that's also some more indication that maybe this was a pretty shoddy case to begin with, brought by people with political motivations rather than actual victims. Because Chris did say that the purported victim who was pepper sprayed was not one of the complaining parties. So one of the details in the case was that somebody claimed they were pepper sprayed because they were downwind.
Right.
Because when Chris released the pepper spray against what Chris said was an assailant who was attacking people, that somebody else got a breath of it, basically, got some of it whipped into their face because of the wind, and those were the people who were accusing him. So the actual real victim, the intended, at least, you know, whether it was defense or not,
right,
that person was not the complaining party. So I think that's another interesting detail as well. But we weren't there, and it definitely sounds like Chris hasn't learned his lesson. You know, he was saying he wants to go back down there with 1,000 armed men in Virginia in 5 years after his time limit runs out. And something else I didn't ask him about because I didn't, you know, it didn't seem relevant to talk about it, was sort of the internal issues that have been created within the white supremacists. So Vincent, who's a former, or I mean, sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, he hosts his own show called Questioning Authority on Saturday nights on LRN.FM. He kind of follows along with the alt-right news, basically, and, you know, keeps up to date with what's been going on. And it's interesting, Chris Cantwell has kind of done basically the same thing in the alt-right that he did in the libertarian movement, which is to say, come into it and cause division. So apparently they've been fighting within themselves, because at one point Chris came out with a public post saying he's been talking to the FBI, and Chris's purported reason...
Well, the headline was, I've become an FBI informant.
Yeah. Well, he has been talking to the FBI.
And then, like, the actual article was, the FBI asked me questions, I gave them answers.
Well, he went to talk to, he wanted to talk to the FBI, and his rationale was, well, I'm trying to turn them against Antifa and blah, blah, blah. And of course, ultimately that turned a lot of the people, and I think rightfully so, in his so-called movement against him for going and essentially, you know, narking to the FBI in general,
right,
even if it wasn't necessarily against their group. So there's been some internal drama, of course, always surrounding Cantwell, even within his new group of despicable cohorts. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. But, you know, if you find that offensive, I appreciate you calling in to share that with us. Chris is somebody who I've tried to maintain a positive relationship with over the years, because I'm a peace minister, and I would like to see him find peace someday. He's nowhere near it, though, at the moment. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and take control of the airwaves.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, I do want to make sure that you know about our satellite funding Patreon. I actually had somebody sign up for that this week, and it's pretty rare because we actually don't talk about it that often. It is something that is important to me that I think it's good to get the ideas of liberty out to people elsewhere in the world. I mean, it's great that Free Talk Live has over 100 and I think currently 190 or approximately 190 radio stations from coast to coast and beyond, because we do reach all the way to Guam and I guess Alaska as well. But it's nice to have our signal being available in sub-Saharan Africa,
yes,
in Mexico, in Central America, in Cuba, in places internationally. Yeah, as long as if you speak English, you can hear the ideas of liberty, and that's what the satellite signals that we have allow. They are international, what they call free-to-air satellite signals. It's audio only, of course. It would be way too expensive to do a video broadcast.
Yes.
And so we've had those up there for most of this decade. Our satellite signals started up in 2010, and then Sub-Saharan Africa came on in 2012. So it's been several years for both signals. We've had response from Africa. People we know are listening there. We literally heard from the Cameroon independence movement, where English speakers are trying to secede basically northwestern or western Cameroon from the rest of the country. And there's literally conflict in the streets between the police there and, you know, groups of English teachers and lawyers and, you know, all kinds of English-speaking people. So it's just crazy stuff. And so the ideas of liberty and secession and peace and cryptocurrency are being heard, and also all the rest of the great shows at LRN.FM, because it's not just a satellite channel that carries exclusively Free Talk Live. We're only on a couple times a day, so like early morning and evenings when we're live, of course, which is, you know, reversed over there almost. And so if you support that mission of getting the ideas of freedom on in other places around the globe to be heard by people around the world, then you can support our satellite fundraiser over at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm. And or you can just go to lrn.fm. You'll find the Patreon link there in the top right of the website. It's $2 a month, so not a whole lot. You know, what's that, pennies per day or something if you wanted to actually support it and get people around the world hearing freedom ideas. So patreon.lrn.fm. As we go to Tom, he's in Hudson, New Hampshire, and he's on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. In 2004, there was a bunch of bombings going off underneath the streets of Madrid, the subway bombing. And a couple of observations. First of all, you know, there are a number of cities that have a subway station, that have subway lines, and also embassies. I don't know of any embassies that are directly above a subway line, but you know how those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats. And they draw a line on the map, the perimeter of the embassy property is the sovereign territory of the country that owns the embassy. So, you know, in theory, if a subway bomb were to have gone off underneath the embassy of another country, then, you know, that's directly under their embassy, so that's part of their territory. I don't know if there's any issues. I don't know of any embassies that are directly above subway lines, but, you know, if the bomb goes off, then it's a crime under the laws of the country whose embassy it blew up under. But
okay.
The other issue is,
so what's
it
the
happened
point?
In Madrid. Well, the other point is the investigators first started checking, well, maybe it was the Basque separatists, the ETA. Maybe they did it. Well, let's call them up and ask them. Could you imagine being on either end of that phone call? Hey, it's about the subway bombings. You got any information about that? No, we didn't do that. Well, we don't know who they are. We didn't do that subway bombing, did we? No, we haven't done anything since that bin bomb on South Main Street two Fridays ago. Yeah, you got us down for that subway, the bin bomb on South Main Street two Fridays ago. That's the last thing we done. Okay, well, they said they didn't do it, so let's keep investigating. And it turns out Al-Qaeda terrorists did it. But just imagine.
You're saying Al-Qaeda terrorists, they claimed responsibility for it. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean they did it, right? Or did somebody actually get caught and admit to it?
I think they, I'm not sure on that point, but I will say
so
that.
You can't believe when, I'm still not sure what your point of all of this was. It just seems like you're rambling about the subway bombing.
Imagine being
from
on
14
either
years
end
ago.
Of that phone call is what I was saying.
I really don't really care about being on the end of that phone call. So thanks for the call tonight, Tom. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm not involved in bombings and such or terrorist groups, so I would never be on the end of that particular phone call. Because as a peace activist, as a libertarian, as somebody who's against the use of coercion, the use of aggressive force, if somebody comes into our movement here, and we do have a movement, there's the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, which is attracting libertarians and voluntarists and peace-loving anarchists from all around the globe. If somebody comes in here and starts agitating for violence, which is kind of one of the things that Chris Cantwell did when he originally moved here a long time ago and caused divisions, generally those people are treated very carefully. They are shoved out of kind company if they continue to agitate for violence and do not change their demeanor. And we just won't stand for it because ultimately it doesn't matter to me whether that person is just an angry libertarian. And I think most of them
are
probably
some.
Are, because I understand being an angry libertarian. I get it. I was that person for a while, so I can empathize with them. Or they're an actual undercover federal agent trying to gin up some sort of bombing, trying to find a patsy, trying to find some kind of dupe who is willing to, you know, glom on to whatever plot that they happen to be trying to cook up with somebody. As we've seen, the FBI has cooked up over 200 the last time we talked about these issues, where they'll find a terrorist who was planning on bombing a thing, and turns out the FBI actually gave them the van, gave them the ostensible bomb, gave them some money to put them up in a hotel, and encouraged them to do the bombing from the very word go.
Right.
So, you know, I don't care which one it is, whether it's an FBI agent or some other undercover, you know, agent or informant or just some angry libertarian. They need to be stopped. They need to be talked to and say, hey, look, you know, that's not the solution here. Violence isn't the answer. It's not going. Basically, you, and we've talked a lot about this in recent weeks on Free Talk Live, and it's one of those things that's going to come up over and over again, because as the state continues to harm people, as the state, these people who call themselves the state, continue to use aggressive violence against peaceful people, it's inevitable that those people are going to get angry.
Right.
And, you know, you put my friend or brother or sister or mom or somebody in a prison cell, and all she or he did was possessed a plant. Well, I can understand why somebody would be really upset about that. And I can Right. understand why somebody would, you know, become militaristic in their viewpoint of, well, you know, the state's using violence against us, so therefore we should use violence back against them. I don't think that's unjustified, because you are justified in defending yourself. But ultimately, it's a poor approach, and one that will have negative consequences for the liberty movement.
And then there's also, you know, and this is something that gets glossed over a lot of times, proportionality. To where,
yeah.
you know, if, and this is a discussion that has been had numerous times, if somebody breaks into your house and takes a single paperclip.
This is the Cantwell example,
are
right?
Are you justified in murdering that person?
I say absolutely not. So you have to, well, I would argue for proportionality, that the person should only be punished to the point in which they've threatened you, right? So
right.
if this
and
person's holding you at gunpoint, then, you know, obviously it makes sense you can kill that person.
Right,
that
and
case.
Then there's, you know, also the question of if an 8-year-old girl, you know, steps off of the sidewalk and steps on your tulip, what's the correct response? And some people say, well, trespassed, she destroyed your property, kill her.
It's ridiculous.
And you're morally justified.
I mean, it's just hard to even imagine somebody thinking that that's okay.
Yeah.
So toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to jump in.
And what I would say to, you know, if there was an 8-year-old girl that, let's just say I had some tulips and she stepped on them, the response would be, if she had a tulip, I could, in theory, step on it, but I wouldn't do it because I'm not a jerk.
Well, eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. It would seem
that's
the,
why I said right. I wouldn't do it. I'm not a jerk.
The neighborly response would be to ask the girl to not do that again, and if it continued to happen, talk to her parents about it.
Right, and
you know,
then there's also the circumstance of why did it happen? Was it she was walking down the sidewalk, there was a mud puddle, and she didn't
right.
want to step in the mud puddle, so she stepped into your yard and just happened
was
to step.
Or does she hate tulips and hate
right.
you? It's probably more likely the former. We're coming up here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we got a jury nullification story on the way. And then Papa John apparently has resigned. And
oh, resigned? I thought he got kicked out.
The pizza guy, the pizza founder who founded Papa John's Pizza, will tell you more about what happened there. Hour number two on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.